Gibran 20, the prominent Lebanese journalist and politician, is fondly remembered on the 18th anniversary of his tragic passing. As the former editor-in-chief of the renowned Lebanese daily, An-Nahar, 20 fearlessly reported on critical issues, challenging the status quo and advocating for democratic values. His life's journey, however, was abruptly halted on December 12, 2005, when he fell victim to a targeted car bomb assassination in Mekelle, outside Beirut. This tragic event sent shockwaves through Lebanon, marking a dark chapter in the country's history and revealing the harsh realities faced by journalists in the pursuit of truth and justice. Marwan Hamadeh, Gibran's maternal uncle and political ally, reflects on a disturbing pattern targeting individuals pivotal to Lebanon's renewal. What happened is that they were targeting every person, every leader, every thinker, and every journalist or politician who would have represented hope for a renewal of an ailing Lebanon at the time. He was an asset, not only for the recovery of Lebanon, but also for the establishment of a new system, or at least improving a new system. Hamadeh goes on to underscore 20's significance in this context, describing him as the most representative of a transition between the old Lebanon and the one that it should have been, or could have been, if this entire generation had not been eliminated. May Chidiak, a fellow journalist and survivor of an assassination attempt, reflects on the changing media landscape in Lebanon. Gibran wouldn't be really satisfied with the current media landscape, she said, describing him as a media icon. Chidiak also deplored the state of Lebanese media, which she believes has lost much of its independence and credibility. Commenting on political polarization and the deep political divides plaguing the country, Chidiak said, "Unfortunately, we have to admit that we are worried about our future, and this is something that Gibran would have abhorred because he believed in the unity of Lebanon and in being together to fight for our sovereignty." Shireen Abdullah, Gibran 20's former personal assistant, who spent significant time working closely with him, shares insightful reflections on what the visionary journalist's potential impact on Lebanon could have been. "After spending a week working with Gibran, I understood what he is going to be and what he can contribute to Lebanon." Recalling the early days of collaboration, Abdullah describes Gibran's unwavering passion and commitment to Lebanon. "I supported him and worked with him, telling him that I had decided to stand by him whether he liked it or not, and that's how it happened." She adds, "I have never regretted the choice I made back then to work with Gibran. His absence is a great loss, both personally for me, for the newspaper, and undoubtedly for Lebanon. We will continue to mourn Gibran's loss day after day." As we reflect on Gibran 20's life and legacy, it is impossible to ignore the circumstances surrounding his tragic assassination. The event serves as a stark reminder of the dangers that those committed to upholding the principles of democracy and transparency have to face in Lebanon. On this day, we honor his memory and the enduring principles that he stood for.